Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back at Tournament of Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. Let me try to fix this. So Johnny Fairplay on his way here. And for those of you that don't remember, Johnny Fairplay concocted a whole story. So every episode is different. This particular episode, the winner got to spend time with a loved one. So Johnny Fairplay's plus one shows up and is all upset and, you know, the sad look. And they're like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And, you know, I don't remember exactly how it played out. But basically, Johnny Fairplay's grandmother passed away. And then Johnny started to cry and the whole thing was emotional. And so the cast let him win. Only it was a lie.
Yeah.
His grandmother didn't die. It was all set up. Genius. Genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
And gameplay. I mean, that's fine. I know people that lie like that every day to get out of work or obligations or.
Is that why you don't have a pizza person?
Yeah. Guess so.
I don't know what happened here.
Well, yeah, today's workforce is different. Like, see, it's not like the Marines where you, like, you know, you go in and they tell you to do stuff. You just do it because it's the order.
Then they make a call to the Navy. We need a ride.
Right. Like, you know, he can hear you still. Just, you know, Phil's watching.
I thought maybe hearing was gone.
But I'm like, you know, it's a different workforce now where you tell people, like, do a job and they're like, no. Like, I'm not going to do it. Oh, okay. Then they leave.
Before I forget, because, you know, I forget things. Sunday, Bucs game, there's a penalty.
Okay.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the ball. What would be the funniest? You've heard the one where he was giving them the business. Did you ever hear the ref that said that?
No.
15-yard penalty, number 42, given the business.
Okay.
It was like a noogie or whatever.
Okay.
This is what was announced Sunday. Penalty, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, false start on everyone except the center.
That's great.
It was awesome.
See, I love referees with a
semi-sense of humor.
Yeah. Like, personal foul on everyone except for
it's good. The center. The center forgot to snap it, obviously. You know, everybody else moved. You know, but him. My complaint.
It's been a while. Look at that.
All right. Well, first and foremost, let me say it this way. Anytime you get something for free, don't bitch.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. It's
good,
for free.
Good rule of thumb.
Shut up. It's for free.
For sure.
Chick-fil-A has changed their promotion with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Okay.
It's no longer a free chicken sandwich.
Okay.
It's now 5 nuggets.
Oh, really?
And the way they cut them, it's 2.5.
Why? Why did they get cheap on the nuggets?
Well, because they were giving away a lot of chicken sandwiches. Because every time the Lightning win, you get a free sandwich. That's a lot of sandwiches. But here's my complaint. The game ends at 9:35.
Okay.
How long should it take to activate the promo code? Because you have to accept it by midnight.
Well, there's no Chick-fil-A in the stadium.
No, I understand that.
Not playing on Sunday.
No, you can't go get it. You have to just open your...
9:36.
Exactly.
As soon as the game's over.
10:28 last night. I'm thinking... They want you to go to sleep.
Oh, and forget.
Or, you know, whatever. I kept waiting. I kept watching the Phillies.
Do they still honor it on Sundays?
On Monday. You get it on Monday.
Yeah, but they're not working on Sunday.
Right, so it's Monday. So if they play on Saturday, you get it on Monday. Yeah. But it's free. So, I mean, I'm not complaining.
You are.
But I am.
But you don't like the nuggets. You're a chicken. You're a salt sandwich guy.
Well, how many nuggets make a sandwich?
5, 6.
What?
7.
Huh?
8.
Huh?
9.
Keep going.
10.
Yeah. 15?
Guess.
20?
Well, how much salt makes that chicken sandwich? I mean, it's like 1,300 milligrams of sodium for one original Chick-fil-A.
Jake Paul accepted the MMA fight with Diaz.
Did he? Really? Yeah. Excited about seeing it?
You know, I am intrigued.
Okay.
You know, and we talked about it. I talked to Rock Riley in the locker room the other day about it. I am intrigued more than I am for Ngannou on Saturday.
Oh, that's coming up.
Yeah, it's Saturday.
There's been no promotion. I've seen nothing about it.
Because they know very few people are going to watch it.
He's making $10 million for his effort.
Yeah, good for him.
Good. He got his money.
And absolutely no hate. I don't want Ngannou to win. I'm an MMA guy.
Could they put him in with, like, fight Stipe? Could we bring him back? sign him for just
the UFC wouldn't do that, no. But no. You know, I've always said a good MMA will never beat a good boxer in boxing, and a good boxing guy, you know, I don't expect Jake Paul to do well against Diaz in an MMA fight. But it's now all the pressure is on Diaz.
Right. Yeah.
Diaz has to win this, I feel, dominantly.
For sure.
I think Diaz needs to submit him or it's a win for Paul. Even if he loses. If he goes 15 minutes, if he lasts 15 minutes.
It's a win.
It's a win for him.
Yeah. I mean, and everybody considers these guys like a novelty because they came from YouTube and social media. But they've been training at the highest level for 10 years. They're in their prime. They have the best access to all the supplements and the trainers and the coaches and sparring partners. These kids are beasts. And I think Jake Paul is going to shock some people.
I think he's going to be he's not going to win.
You don't know that.
No, he's not going to win.
You don't know that.
He's not going to win.
When was the last time somebody got choked out with a triangle?
You 2 weeks ago.
That was a rear naked choke.
Well, he almost did the triangle on you. He thought about it.
Oh, was he going to put the triangle on?
Well, once you fell to the ground and the slobber came out,
that would have been nice.
And you didn't know where you were, he was going to do it again. And once again, full disclosure, I set this up.
Yeah.
I told him everything was okay because Ben's gotten some heat about it.
You still getting heat on it?
A little.
Really?
You know, I'm getting heat from Joe Marcourt.
Oh, well, he forgot already.
He's got bigger problems, you're right, for sure. Here's a post that I responded to. Shockingly, I'm in the middle of another post-war. So this moron puts, are the Phillies turning into the Buffalo Bills?
Get close, but not win it.
Well, first of all, the Buffalo Bills went to four consecutive Super Bowls.
And never won.
And never won. The Phillies didn't get to four consecutive World Series. They didn't get to two consecutive World Series.
When they get there, they usually win. They're pretty good. I mean, they swept the Rays.
Well, they usually win because they played the Rays.
They swept your Tampa Bay Rays.
They're not my Tampa Bay Rays.
They are.
They are not.
You're a hometown guy.
My hometown's the Philadelphia Phillies. Stop poking the bear. I'm not in the mood.
Why?
I watched 6.5 games of baseball this year.
All Phillies games?
All the Phillies games. Okay. I don't think I even watched much of the Braves. I don't know if I watched the Braves. I watched this because I thought it was a shoe-in. How could this team dominate, hit like they do, even with the bad coaching? All of a sudden, Bryce Harper forgot how to hit. Schwarberg was probably the best hitter for a while. And he got, I think, 3 base hits.
Yeah. Well, you got the whole key to, like, championship playoff runs and anything.
Get hot at the right time.
You got to get hot at the right time.
Right.
It's all timing.
Right.
You know, it's not about who did great during the regular season.
And what I've always said is, and even if you go back to, you know, when the Bucks won, it's not your stars.
Right.
You know, now granted, Bryce Harper and the stars didn't come through, but when the Bucks won in 2002, the stars were the stars.
It's your
Dexter Jackson, Dwight Smith, Nate Webster.
For sure.
You know, you're good players, but not your all stars. Not
your players that step up and make big plays, like the Giants when was Tyree caught the ball.
Just because he caught one ball on his head.
One. And if he didn't do that, Peyton Manning would have had, or Tom Brady would have had another ring.
Yep.
Hey.
Not for sure. What?
That's my pizza cook.
Yeah, I know.
She's out here looking at me like not looking at the pizza. Hey, Mary, keep an eye on that pizza. I did. Don't do it.
He's a Marine. You don't want to screw up his food.
I am on it.
Well, that'll be determined. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll
see. I don't know if you can even see the pizza.
or reach it.
You got your glasses on, Mary.
Are you guys still in here?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes. So what happened, and when you mentioned the desert, you know, before we hit this break, did you see what happened with Johnny Walker?
Johnny Walker, the whiskey
The MMA guy? Fighter, the Brazilian.
Oh, he said the ref asked him if he knew where he was.
And he said in the desert.
He's in the desert.
And Dana's like, well, technically.
Called the fight off.
Yeah, he called the fight off. And Dana said, well, basically, he was right.
He is right.
You know, he was in the desert. It's kind of like the Phil Baroni thing.
You think he was rocked?
He might have been rocked, but I think he knew where he was.
Yeah. Because he didn't know what to say. Because he said the wrong thing over there.
And he did.
You say, like, you're in Muslim country or, you know, like, is that a thing? Muslim country?
He said, I'm in the desert. And they waved it off.
He's in the desert.
And they waved it off. Now, which turns out, you know, it's a no contest. I'm sure Dana's going to pay them both. But it is awful. You know, you train all that. And then you don't even get to.
What's the criteria for like a concussion protocol? They ask you your name.
Yeah.
Do you know where you are?
Well, it's kind of like when Steve left his wallet and everything and he got on the plane. And they ask you all these questions. And if you get one question wrong, they don't allow you on the plane. Oh. I would fail these questions.
What were they asking?
Like children's birth dates.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Current weight.
Well, I know my current weight. Okay. 147.
Plus.
Well, if I'm going to lie, I'm going to lie, right?
Lie all the way home. 147. Like, what year is it? 1986?
I don't know. No, I weighed more than that in 86. Yeah.
147.
You know, in the early 80s, I was 160.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a photo of you. Look, you know, thin and, you know.
Unless it's the porn photo you saw. That one's bad.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's bad.
I really don't want to see your porn photos.
It's bad.
I mean, I wasn't in the Navy. I don't really get into gay porn stuff.
It might have been my wedding photo. It's maybe even worse.
Like, whatever happens in the wedding, you know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's fine.
Okay. Quarter after, perfect timing. I can't call. I can't check on where Steve is because he took my phone.
Oh, do you feel naked with it?
A little.
Yeah, because it's like the modern day wallet, right? Like, if you left home without your wallet, you felt like out of place. Like,
I don't use a wallet. I haven't used a wallet in 30 years.
Really?
But I went to the Bucks game. I got out of the car. I locked the car, and I go, oh, crap. So I left my ID at home.
Oh.
You know, luckily I had my phone, right, and they were able to send it. All right, let's go hit a break as we are waiting for our Survivor segment.
Before we go past that, isn't that something with the technology we should have is access to your ID without carrying a wallet?
Yeah, well, you can put it in your phone. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-man strong, bucked up energy drink, and by Wixel.
Hey, this is Bumper Pool from the University of Arkansas. We just won the Outback Bowl, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship teams up with Joe Weider's Olympia Friday, November 3rd at the Orange County Convention Center as Dave Redneck Mundell puts his title on the line against Doug Cold Red Coltrane. Plus, Julian Let Me Bang Lane knuckles up with Marat Lord Pitbull Kazgan. Also, Crystal the Rugged Beauty Pitman versus Jay Nasty, Jordan Rosslyn, and many more Bare Knuckle fights. Watch it live on the BKFC app. Download it at BKFC.com.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris. So stay right there.
Now, Rick, coming live from the disco.
What used to be Tournament to Pizza.
What is it now? The disco?
Whatever the next business is. Today is my last day.
Really?
It is official. That's probably, maybe, last three pizzas that I will ever make in a commercial application. I've officially walked away from hospitality, moving fully into sports coaching. We signed a national televised game with St. Francis Academy in Baltimore. We leave tomorrow for the game. We're a brand new high school academy. We've been working so hard, 5-0, undefeated. And now we got a national televised game coming up on Friday night against a national top team. So
we're going to see how good you guys really are.
And then next Saturday, I'll be at the Orlando for the Mr. Olympia. I'll be coaching all my challenge athletes. All 30 of them are competing in the Special Olympic Games. I have one deadlift.
Our guest is shocked. Imagine me. I didn't even
400-pound deadlift. He's trying to win the entire competition. So the Special Olympic champion coming back to Dover, Florida. Proud to be a part of all the program, Mark Oliver and everybody at SFA Academy. You can follow us at speciallyfitacademy.com. And, it's going to be a transition, like the identity change of going from restaurateur and hospitality to coach and mentor, strength and conditioning, but there's nothing that, it's like Hulk Hogan when he got that, when he got offered the bank job. And then he went and did his first wrestling competition. And then he heard the roar of the crowd. And he was like, there's nothing that can compare to that feeling.
Brother. Did he say brother back
brother.
Then?
Yeah. And
brother.
Maury Povich had to reveal that not everyone is his brother. So it was a sad day for Terry. But it's the same thing for me. I had never been in education. You talked about earlier how teachers are the true heroes and the math teachers don't have, the connectivity.
And nurses.
But, first responders, military, for me,
and nurses.
To be and your wife being a trauma nurse, thank you for your service. For me, it was just the feeling that I get to be able to be a mentor in these young men's lives. A lot of them come from broken families or low economic backgrounds, and they come here and they don't have a lot of structure. And I get a chance to be a mentor and a coach and a role model. And use my expertise from becoming a champion and the principles that made me successful. And I get to apply that to the next generation.
All right. Enough about you. I don't care. So what are we taking? What am I remembering about?
I can't take anything right now. The decision just came in 1 minute before the radio show started. I was in the parking lot having an intense meeting. You came out. You're 2-2, kind of like Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery.
So I haven't had time to really process it. I thought I would be a little bit more upset than I am.
Hold on, this isn't about you. I want to know, what are we taking?
Because, you put a lot of heart and time and soul.
You just ignore me. It's all right.
I know you want that cooler.
I do.
I don't. It's not mine. Yeah. I can't.
It's mine now.
Well, I can't do anything with it yet. But
it's mine.
We'll see what happens. This is the end.
Until the next one.
A new chapter? No, I'm done.
You said that last time.
Yeah, but I'm done.
You said it last time.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the problem. My kids, I've missed out so much this last 2 years. The time that I'm here at the restaurant when it needs me the most, my kids are at home. They're only going to be 9 and 11 once. And I'm not going to miss out on these next couple of years when it's so crucial to the formation of who they become.
We've talked about what I've done and what I have turned down over the past 25 years.
For sure.
I've turned down some opportunities that most people would have said, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
But I've seen the kids. And now that the Nell, zero chance. Yeah. But it's ironic. Have you ever I don't believe in karma. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in, dead people tell relatives of the numbers, because if they do, I dislike my dad even more.
Okay.
Because my dad hasn't given me the numbers.
Right.
Okay. So I don't believe any of that stuff.
Okay.
But I made a comment about building a studio and have a backer to build the studio who wants to donate money to build the studio or help build the studio. Why would I have even have thought that? It's like I knew.
Yeah. Yeah. You knew. I mean, you could tell. The writing's on the wall.
You know, today, 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago, you haven't changed.
It's the unwritten rules. No.
Unwritten rules.
But here's the thing. But I do have the same commercial applications at my house. I can still produce the same exact food that you've come to love.
But won't you need a license to sell pizza? Or you could give pizza away.
Yeah, I could give it away.
And then they could pay to cut your yard.
You could donate it. Give me a donation. It's like prostitution. You know? it's all about the timing, Randy. So, look, I can make pizza for anyone I want and give it to them.
And leave it on the counter.
All
right, let me ask you a dilemma. Let's get off you because people don't care. So, shockingly, more controversy with the band Kiss.
No, what happened?
Okay, so Kiss is coming to the end. The two final shows, I believe, are at Madison Square Garden. Okay. And I tweet Gene Simmons on a regular basis that I still want my photo I was promised.
Yeah.
That Steve and I kind of got shafted out of in Columbia.
Went all the way to Columbia to get a photo and didn't even get the photo.
Yep. Thank you.
Did you want the photo with or without the makeup?
You know the story. That's the whole thing that caused this. So I went to the drummer and, you know, we were at that closed event in Columbia with Paul Stanley, with Tommy Thayer, with the drummer. The only one who wasn't there was Gene. And the only photo, the reason Steve and I went was to get that photo because I have the other three. So he's hanging out there with Mickey D, the two drummers are friends, whatever, whatever. I went and I asked. He goes, yeah, we can do it. Or do you want to wait till tomorrow when I'm in makeup? I learned a very valuable lesson.
Always get the photo.
Always get the photo.
Because you can always take the other one if you get this.
Exactly.
Right.
And I said, all right, yeah, we'll wait. And then I was on stage with them. I'm like, are we still good for the photo? Yeah, we'll go do the photo. And then when it came time, literally, Steve and I were next to get our photo. And they said, line's closed. So the lady who ironically, remember the airplane pilot, the Delta pilot?
The one who tried to take the plane down this week?
No. The friend of Steve and he's okay. Backstage and whatever. He knows her.
Uh-huh.
So this had nothing to do with the story. And then she says to the band, to the stage manager, these people are with the Scorpions. And I believe the comment was, well, it would get me thrown off of FCC, what he said.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, do I tell Mickey? Do I not tell Mickey? You know, so yeah. So I tweet it all the time. But there's a lot of people that are pushing for Kiss to bring back Ace Frehley and Peter Criss. And to do something at the end, and Stanley's absolutely against it.
Well, he's doing art now.
His art's pretty good.
He's changed.
But my question to you is, yeah. What do you think of that? Should they or should they not?
They should, just for the fans, like just for the nostalgia.
I am so surprised. I disagree.
What?
Oh, I totally disagree.
You don't think they should do like a farewell thing for the fans? Like
absolutely
iconic
not.
Band
absolutely or, not.
It's a lot. Cause unless it's like Elton John where he retires every tour, every year, like over and over and over.
Absolutely not. These two have not been in the band for how long? 20 years? 30 years? No. They're not Kiss. Yeah. I'm sorry, and I think that's disrespectful to the two people that joined the band. So no, I am
can one. All do it together, like
well, and that's kind of what
we
they want to do.
The world.
That's what they kind of want to do. And
we
no,
the children.
One of my favorite movies is about the Temptations, and when that band all fell apart and they went in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and one who got kicked out came up on stage, caused a big fight. You're out, dude. You're either in or you're out. And as of 12:58, you're out.
So if there's a Hall of Fame nothing. Induction of Knockout Radio?
Nothing. Nothing. 12:58, you're out. Nothing.
12:58 of what? Today?
Yes.
I'm out at 4 o'clock.
No, 12:58, you were out. You're out.
4:01, I'm out of here.
I'm surprised they let us do the show.
I know.
All right, let's hit a break as we wait for the Survivor crew.
Hold on. If the Knockout Radio goes into the Hall of Fame, then I'm part of that, right?
We'll be right.
Yeah. Hey, this is Bobby Higginson from the Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Phyllis Proctor. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back. You know, I'm almost convinced. I would never do this, but I would almost, if I ever got that spot to go on Survivor,
yeah,
I possibly would give it to you because you can snow anybody for about 20 minutes.
Oh, I'm good. I'm like a salesman. I hide behind this, you know, nice guy, pizza guy.
Exactly.
Role. Yeah, but I'm really, you know.
I know.
Figuring it all out.
Yeah, I know.
But you see, I've had a compliment box here at Tour de Pizza for 10 years, and today I finally got my first compliment. I just got to find the key to like open up the box and read what it is. But it took a while, but it's finally on your way out.
Tomorrow night, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers up in Buffalo.
Yeah, the Bills, the losingest team of all time. Is that what they're called?
No.
What did you call them earlier? The 0-4,
well, no,
they won anything.
You know, well, it's not that they didn't. They won something. They won 4 AFC rings. You get a ring. You know that, right?
Well, I don't. I mean, it's a ring of being a runner-up. I mean, that's what ring. What would you wear?
Any of those guys wear the Super Bowl rings? They don't wear them.
Yeah, they do.
You can't wear those
things. I wore Dexter Jackson's MVP ring.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it was an MVP ring.
I wore his MVP ring.
Do you know why he let you wear it?
Because you were there.
Because he doesn't wear it.
No, he was wearing it. I took it off his finger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, can I try that on? He's like, here, try
it.
You
intercepted it? Is that what
I intercepted it, yeah. Mm-hmm. I got MVP of the, what do they call that thing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The event down the Super Bowl. The cooking event where they taste of the NFL.
So, you won the taste of the NFL.
No, he was representing Tampa.
Oh, the Bucs, yeah.
And he was there, and I had his ring, right. And I was wearing his ring, and he didn't even look like I was going to steal it.
I talked to him just yesterday, and we were talking about something, and I said, you know, I want to thank you and all the celebrities. And he goes, I'm not a celebrity. He goes, I'm just a country boy that played football. That's Dexter Jackson.
If I did steal his ring, do you think he could catch me?
Yeah.
He could track me down.
Yeah. And I guarantee you he can throw a rock and a baseball.
In pajamas and flip flops?
Absolutely.
Because those Al Qaeda guys put together a squad of like 11.
You know, just because today's your last day here doesn't mean that I want to make it our last day on the air.
Just saying. I'm talking about bravery.
What do you think about the game tomorrow? Does Bucks stand a chance? Seriously. Let's just be serious for 30 seconds.
They didn't look very good.
The answer's no.
They didn't look very good.
Right. Yeah, but here's the thing, and I was talking to somebody about this the other day. The expectations that fans have, you know, is so unreal.
For sure.
You know, you get out of the blocks. Baker Mayfield is the same quarterback today that he was at the beginning of the year, that he was in Cleveland, right. Carolina, and L.A.
He's not consistent. He gets hot and he gets cold. You know, you just hope that he peaks in the playoffs when it's the most important, right?
Because
he has the talent. He's got the ability. He shows greatness at times, but he shows a lot of, like, you know,
poor decisions.
Correct. So he's just like Fitzmagic, just a younger version.
And Baker should get so lucky and play on as many teams as Fitz did, to have as many children as Fitz does, and to then get a gig on, I think he does Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
And that all stems from when he dressed as Conor McGregor.
You got to have a personality in this business. You know, you can't just be a number guy and go out and do your job and be done. I mean, look.
Do you think anybody knew who Fitzpatrick was before he dressed as Conor McGregor?
No way.
And everybody, it hit everywhere. It was everywhere.
Yeah, of course. There was a Halloween outfit that year. I mean, everybody wanted to be Fitzmagic.
Well, I think everybody wanted to be Conor McGregor.
Well, for sure. But Fitzmagic had his own fan base.
That's his kids.
But look, I mean, I have a national recruit, three-guard basketball player standout that's from Connecticut. He's down here conditioning, training with me. And, you know, fundamentally, I call him Tim Duncan. I'm like, dude, you're the Tim Duncan of this whole league. You know, but he has no personality. He's not outgoing.
He's Tim
very
Duncan.
Respectful. He's very personable. He's very friendly, but he's not, like, going to stand out. He has the footwork. He has the discipline. He's the hardest worker on the team, and he's not going to get the glory. So when you say, give me your top five favorite basketball players of all time, Tim Duncan never even comes up, and he's got all the hardware.
Yeah, even with all the hardware, I don't know I'd put him top five.
Top 10?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe top 10.
You think so?
Yeah.
You would not put Tim Duncan in top 10.
I'd have to think about it. Top 20?
Maybe.
20?
Maybe.
Okay, well, again, it's like the Hall of Fame thing.
Right.
You know, and I've always said,
if you ask 10 people, if it doesn't come up once, they're not in.
Well, you would have to go more than 10, you know, 100. If you asked 100 people, if you asked 1,000 people, 50 in every NBA city, and you can't name someone in your local team, on your local team, okay, because you'd get 50 Tim Duncans, yeah, you know, in San Antonio. I'll bet you somebody would say Duncan. I mean, you think of him. You just maybe don't think of how good he was.
Because he did anything flashy. Nothing, like, stood out. Nothing, you know.
That's definitely Tim Duncan. Bottom of the hour. This show is flying through.
Flying by.
If we're not talking celebrity, so I'm going yard.
On what?
I'm going to go yard next Saturday.
Like, you move the fence into the infield?
Well, he already said they're moving it in.
22 feet?
20.
90 feet to third base?
Can I use my wheelchair?
I mean, it's a scooter. I mean, you got to have a license.
All right, let's hit this break. Coming to you live from formerly known as Tournament to Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back. All of time's
This is Jimmy Kimmel from blank. Am I supposed to say from blank? No. And you're talking sports. Your is supposed to be spelled Y-O-U apostrophe R-E with an illiterate man, Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Leroy Glover from the Dallas Cowboys, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back doing things on and off the air. Oh, I don't know. I turned it off, and I don't know if I can turn it back on.
Mary was on the bartender on the Titanic, so she was.
I thought there were no survivors.
how'd you make it, Mary? You and Rose.
Shut up. Just NFL schedule. No UFC this weekend. Slap tonight. Slap 5 is tonight.
You still watching Slap? It's not getting the publicity that I once did.
They've got some big names.
Not getting the love that I once saw.
When was it ever getting love?
I mean,
it should get love. I'm okay with it. It really, you know, people have such closed minds, seriously. And it's the same people that fought for MMA that right. Now have a problem with Slap. Now, a lot of those people have a problem with Slap because it's Dana.
Yeah.
Dana said that this year in Phoenix.
Well, you also have Valor Bare Knuckle starting up. Ken Shamrock.
It's Friday.
That's Friday night in Jacksonville. It's an apparatus with no...
Well, it's not an apparatus. It's just a mat.
It's an apparatus with no mat.
It's an apparatus with no apparatus.
It's an apparatus-less mat, which is no ropes.
How do I get that in my car, though? That's what I need to know.
Well, she's frail, so you got to pick her up. Got to pick her up from behind. Oh, you're talking about the soda machine. You're talking about Mary.
Oh my God. You're going to leave the Kiermaier? You should.
No. Come on, resell it. Sell it back to him. He probably needs it.
You think you could get the $15 you paid for it?
I paid $100.
Well, they saw you coming.
The you can't get framing for under $300.
No, that's true.
I mean, just the framing and the mat work is worth it. The jersey is worth 50 or 100
or 10. Or 10.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's a jersey?
Seriously.
If you go to the actual game store in Tampa home stadium.
$100.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's got an autograph. It's nice. It's done right.
It's okay. It's just the wrong person and the wrong team. I don't know what's worse, the team or the player.
Yeah.
Or both.
That's why I got deported. But I'll keep it for like the sentimental value. But I beat him. He said, I'll be out of business. He said, I'll be out of town before, you know, he was the big fish.
You did last longer.
He got deported before I did.
But back to Valor, I believe Valor's Friday night, open mat, which I like that concept because it'll be easier to watch.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem with a ring or a cage or whatever. You know, it's obstructed view.
Now, what are the camera guys going to do? Are they going to be like up there, run around with them? Or are they going to like have, you know, the dolly above or the eye in the sky?
No, I would imagine that it's going to be lifted a little, you know, kind of like a balcony per se. You know, they're going to be around it, you know, I would assume. Yeah, they got knocked all over the place. God knows what happened.
And what would you wear in a scenario? Like wrestling shoes? Is it barefoot?
I don't know. You know, I tried to get Ken on. They were going to get back to me.
Okay.
I'm not overly happy, and I'll say that publicly.
Yeah.
You know, somebody that, so, you know, when you know somebody as long as I've known Ken, I shouldn't have to go through hoops and rings and all this other stuff, you know, to get him on.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I attempted. I wasn't going to go out of my way. I wasn't going to kill myself. And, wow, look at that. Our guests are here.
We have guests.
So let's hit this break.
Okay.
Let's reset. Producers back here can fix the cameras that we got kicked around.
Yes.
And we will return coming to you. And Steve doesn't know the news. Coming to our final broadcast from here at Tournament to Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong Staff Zone.
This
This is Jimmy Kimmel from blank. Am I supposed to say from blank? No. And you're talking sports. Your is supposed to be spelled Y-O-U apostrophe R-E with an illiterate man, Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Leroy Glover from the Dallas Cowboys, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back from formerly known as Tournament of Pizza.
Yeah.
Is it formally, or is it still until 4 o'clock?
I think I resigned. I think I quit already. I think I'm the lone survivor. I don't know how long I'm going to survive out in the real world with no job, but...
Is that why there's no light on in the front?
Yeah, they turned it off already. I handed my resignation in 2 minutes before we went on air, and then no one's come in and kicked me out yet, so we're still using the internet. And
using their electricity.
Are we going to get pizza?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh,
okay.
Well,
no,
for sure. Well, I got bootleg pizza in the back.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing I brought beer.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's smart.
A very important component.
Smart move.
Yeah, and no one's been introduced yet. But
I was just getting ready to. But go ahead.
Well, no, before you do that. So Janet from Survivor 39 is here, and she brought a bottle of wine, and she's literally just drinking out of the bottle.
Well, all of the niceties of life sometimes fall by the wayside.
Yeah, so you never know.
So does that mean you want a glass or no?
Yeah, I probably
eventually. We'll work.
She's a survivor, Randy. She doesn't need a glass.
Yeah, okay. No glass.
All right, so let me introduce Johnny please. Fairplay. Was on Survivor, legendary. We've talked about the story.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Survivor Hall of Famer. Wow. Reality TV icon.
And villain.
And star of E's fall hit, number one in the ratings, killing it. The greatest season premiere in the history of E in over 3 years. Take that, Kardashians. Wow. It's like, I really feel that everything I deserve is really finally coming to me.
I like this guy.
I know. I'm going to be quiet.
Man, I want to be this guy.
I don't need to do introductions anymore.
It just hits you sometimes. I mean, I took a little hiatus from all this stuff. And then, you know, just when you think you're out, they bring you back in. Or, you know, whatever the gimmick is.
Okay.
So I'm here.
You introduced Janet.
Oh, the Queen of the Fire. Season 39's... Robbed Goddess winner, Janet Carvin, with her bottle of wine.
Yes.
Well, it's already in glass, so you don't need a glass. Yeah. It's already in glass.
Yeah, no, yeah. You know.
If you want to have a fire-making contest, and we're not, so please do not. So, Janet wins.
We've had several.
We might, if they turn the electricity off, to make new pizza, we might have to make our own fire.
Can you power the internet with fire?
we can with hamsters.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't talk to my good friend. Oh, my God, what's his name? He does the hamp routine. The comedian with the mullet from Road Rules. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Oh my God, he does. Oh my God, there's like 1,000 people like punching, like self punching me in the face right now.
Broke a finger.
Whoa, easy.
I gotta
return this table.
I saw his first stand up routine. Oh my God, it starts with the T.
Theo Von.
Theo Von.
Theo Von. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, he does a whole routine on hams because he's back in the day before he had money in Louisiana, wherever he's from, he knew a ham guy. And so he'd buy all these hamsters, but he also knew a guy that could like mostly like humane, like brand them with like colors and stuff. Like so he go like raves and stuff and do like GD for like Green Day and stuff like that. And like and he go all these like punk concerts and everyone there's on ecstasy. So they're coming out of the concert and he's just like, you need to buy these hamsters. And they're like, oh my God, they're so cuddly and I'm all messed up on drugs. This is perfect. So yeah, he was like running like a hamp empire for a while.
I wonder if that's just, I mean, I don't have a job as
something to start.
I mean, I can sell hamsters.
Yeah, sure. But you need to like brand, like, well, here's the thing, like somewhat humanely, apparently, is what.
So, my problem with the hamster is like, with all the cardio they do, but they're not ever in shape. Like, they're never shredded.
You know? Oh, no.
It's like, they do all the running.
Lump little fat
body. Yeah, no. He said
it was not the answer.
He said most of the events, like, you know, he go to grab you one and be dead in his hand. So, but only half the people noticed.
He can't die until it gets out of his hand.
Right.
Well, you can't sell a dead one.
Well, I mean,
you could.
Snakes have to eat.
To someone on Molly, they don't know. Yeah. They're just like, oh my God, this one loves me. He's already cuddling.
It's so calm. It's not even moving.
Oh my God, this is the one we want.
It
we don't
run away.
This we don't.
Emotional hamster.
We don't want one that's running everywhere. We want one we can hold and cuddle.
I don't have money for a leash. Yeah, I can't afford a leash for it.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's asleep.
They don't make any noise. They don't poop.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. You don't have to clean up after him. Yeah. Assuming stories like this will be told later tonight out at Hogan's place, right?
No, we actually do like a kind of different deal. I mean, I guess equally as bad. So I, of course, was on Survivor Season 7, Pearl Islands. I did the Dead Grandma Lie, and then I later did Survivor Micronesia, and there's plenty of tomfoolery on each of those seasons and in between those seasons and all that, and Janet. From season 39, you would think, I can't imagine them hanging out.
It's all right. So funny.
Well, I mean, we do.
We hang out a lot.
We hang out a lot. I love her. So, so at these viewing parties, so we do the meet and greet from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And so for the VIPs, you get autographed posters, and then you get autographed pictures from some of your favorite survivors ever. And then at 7:30, the general admission come in, and they don't get as quite the experience. It's still fun, don't worry. But 8 o'clock, the show begins. I do trivia and on every commercial break, and I hold up a survivor person's picture. And here's the gimmick with the trivia, guys. And
I have Google ready.
Well, no, I don't really care. Listen, we're on season 45 right now,
right?
I've met a lot of these people. Most of them are nice. There's several that suck. I mean, more than 10, more than 100. I don't know. We're on like 600. So probably like 400 that suck. Okay. Yeah. I don't know their names. I don't care. You know, so I have all these autographed pictures and they're so kind for doing it. I will say this, but I'll hold up their picture and I go, hey, what's this person's first tribe's name? I don't know the answers to any of these questions. Once again, I don't care. So if you say the answer convincingly, I'm giving you the picture.
Right.
So just say like blue. like it's just like, all right.
You
like,
believe it.
Yeah.
Probably
so
sell it.
Yeah. So but I mean, you can only win two. You know. So we try to spread it out. I mean, because there's always like one guy is like, I know all these, and I know the name. Like I know that you were born John Dalton. I'm like, well, my ID says Johnny Fairplay. My Christmas presents from Santa Claus says Johnny Fairplay. You're an asshole.
You know what's amazing? I used to think I was a super fan, and all of a sudden, since I've been on Survivor and I've been out in the media and the world, I have people have to tell me what's going on because. On past seasons, even my own. There's people that know everything. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, they do not know that chlamydia is not a flower and gonorrhea is not a country.
That's true.
Well, because they haven't had sex. So.
Let me ask you this, and this just happened the other night. I'm curious all of your thoughts on somebody that gets the opportunity to be on this show and then quits.
Go screw.
This has been, all right, I'm going to be more the diplomatic one.
No, you're not.
No, that's true.
You've been complaining all day. Like literally, literally, Janet picked me up at the airport at 8:15, and the first thing she gets is car, she's like, these people quitting, I'm going to choke them and kill them.
Oh, that's awesome. You're my new best friend. Because it's aggravating to people like me that want to get on and can't. So I'm curious, people who have been on.
Well, it's really hard. And, you know, I had Gio texted me right after it happened, too, and he's like, what the? You know, what is going on here? There are people that would give their left arm to be on the show.
I'd give Matt's both arms.
Well, he doesn't. He's not using them.
Yeah, not currently.
We'd go back on. You know, many of us, and to give that up, you know, it's just really, really hard. For the first time, I was like, I'm almost embarrassed to say I'm a survivor.
Right.
You know, it was like, you know, come on. Well, this is not who we are.
I'm going to jump in for a second. They're not survivor.
Yeah, they should be embarrassed. We're good.
Shouldn't be. Yeah. It's somebody who, and if I was on, I would have voted to keep them.
Make them quit. Make them quit.
Right. I'm not going to do it for you.
No. Those three girls went in there thinking they were going to get Sifu out.
Right.
They had a plan because if they get to the merge and they know it, they're going to be screwed because he's so likable. So this was.
Is he that likable though? I do not find him likable.
But the people.
I don't find most of his cast likable. Like, well, I like Emily. That's about it.
Well, I get that. But the thing is, he was so selfish, he didn't even think about those three girls that had that plan to get Sifu out. He fucked them.
No, she said trucked them.
Yeah.
She said trucked them.
Yeah.
And he did. I give her all the kudos saying, Sifu, let's do it.
Like, here's the deal. I'm actually going to give this a pass just because I hope, like, I'm not looking at, like these first five episodes or whatever, like pretty much garbage, with the exception of Emily, who I think is a beautiful flower in a bed of ugly non-athletic thorns. So, and she's not that athletic, and she has a mock turtle, which, what, like, who wears a mock turtle other than like Fessy and Johnny Bananas on the challenge? Okay, like,
the guy from Big Bang Theory.
Okay, exactly. The guy from that's not that Janet.
I didn't help Janet.
I'll explain to you later.
But guess what though? My pick is Drew.
I went in hating Drew. He's winning me over.
He's been my winner pick.
But I will say this: if we're playing the long con, maybe this was purposely done, because the casting from season 41 up until now has pretty much sucked. I mean, you got a couple shining stars here and there. You got Jesse. You got, as I said, you got Emily this season, who I think is amazing. I like the guy that I hated, that Cody guy. Like, he's LIVIN.
Right.
Like, I like him. I hate him. Like, I would never invite. Like, this, that dude's peeing in a plant in your house, right? There's no way he's not. If I really want to, you know, like, endorse you and champion you, like, I'd love for you to come visit me. I don't want that guy to come visit me.
Sure.
So, you know, so as great as nice things I can say about Cody, I can't 100%. So, but like, if this season is necessary to show these nerds that love the show so much, and God bless you, I'm glad you do. But if that's enough to show them, they need to go to Bob Crowley's for 5 days and do whatever his stupid challenge is. That's what they need to do.
Right. You have to
qualify.
Not to qualify. Just to be done.
No.
Like, I don't want you on my show. Like, I want good-looking people, and I want real people. And I want real people.
Right.
And if both those things happen to be the same thing, great. But if they're not, they're not. But if you're a nerd, no one wants to watch a nerd. Like, House of Villains right now is the number one show on E. Like, it's killing. Like, our premiere did over $600,000 night of the 4 day the premiere plus 3 day over a million. And then episode 2, 77% increase in viewers. 77. That's insane numbers. Right. Like the network wants you to maintain 77% increase. It's only going to go up from there. It's insanity. They're villains. They're proven commodities. We're not nerds. People don't want to see a nerd.
No, for sure. We're going to continue the conversation top of the hour. We have to hit the news, and then we will return to our final broadcast here Tournament of Pizza. Take anything you want from the walls, whatever.
Absolutely.
It's available.
I will.
This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Cozy Coleman, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.